This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Michigan Congressman Peter Hoekstra, who represents the Great Lakes State's 2nd Congressional District. He's the top House Republican on the Intelligence Committee, and he is a candidate for the Republican nomination for governor of Michigan, with that primary coming up in just a couple of weeks, the first Tuesday in August. We'll talk to him about a number of subjects today. And, Congressman, it's always great to have you with us.
Hey, thank you. It's a great opportunity to be with you.
Well, let's start with a major event that happened in your district on Thursday, and that's the President of the United States coming to talk about a new plant designed to create batteries for hybrid vehicles. He considers this another sign of the success of his stimulus package. Tell our listeners a little bit about what's happening there and whether you think it's actually evidence that the plan is working.
Well, the President and I were at the groundbreaking. We were invited by the company to be guests, their guests at their groundbreaking, and we were there. The President had the opportunity to address the crowd, and touted the success of his economic recovery plan. I'm not sure that I would call these signs of success. We spent, close to $800 billion. Unemployment rates are higher than when the plan started. Unemployment rates in Michigan are higher than when the plan started. And philosophically, it's just a bad approach. I mean, what the President is doing, like he did yesterday, and I'm glad that LG Chem decided to build their battery plant in Michigan and to build it in my hometown. But the bottom line is I'm less excited about the federal government going out and saying, this company is going to get $150 million in stimulus money, and all the companies within, that are bordering it, they're the ones that are going to be paying for it, and they're not going to get any special government benefit for any of their economic activity. So it's, it's the wrong priorities, and it's the wrong way to stimulate an economy.
Did the people of your district, and really the people you've talked to now across the state as you campaign for governor, do they feel like this stimulus plan and what Washington is doing right now is working for them?
No, not at all. They want, the theme of our campaign and, the theme of the American people and the Michiganders that we talk to is get government out of the way. We want to have a little bit more freedom. We want freedom from a regulatory scheme that just stifles creativity and ingenuity. We want freedom from excessive government spending, and we want lower taxes. And so you put that all together, and they're saying we want a new direction both in the state and at the federal level. We don't think government solves these problems. We think these problems will be solved if we give more people freedom.
And specifically, how would your plan do that? What are some of the initiatives that would give more power back to the people and in turn stimulate the economy?
Recognize that the people own the bureaucracy. The bureaucracy works for the people of the state of Michigan, not the other way around. It is unbelievable in our state the number of times people have wanted to invest, create jobs in our state, and the state bureaucracy has found some way to say no. I want to reduce the cost of government here in Michigan. I think we can find 10% savings in government. Man, everybody else across the board in the private sector, they found savings of 10, 15, 20, 25%. Why can't the government find 10% savings and how it's structured and how it does business? And then we got to take the worst business tax system in the country, the Michigan business tax, and replace it. My preference would be whatever we have to replace of it for revenue is that we replace it with a consumption tax or a sales tax.
Is this essentially the issue in this primary, in this general campaign season, or are there other issues that are also going to be critical in determining who's the next governor of Michigan?
No, I think really it is about the two issues are about the economy and leadership. I mean, this governor maybe had some... this governor may have had some interesting ideas, but she wasn't able to implement them. So there's a big concern about having the right leadership in place and the right plan. So it's about leadership and the demonstrated ability to get things done.
Congressman, you, of course, come from the west side of the state, and there's a huge block of votes there, and then another huge block of votes in the Metro Detroit area, not to downplay the rest of the state, of course. But in terms of getting your record and your name recognition outside of your district to the rest of the state. What's been the best way for you to do that, and what's been the response?
Well, the best way to do it in the east side of the state is to just be there. So we've been there basically 4 or 5 days per week for the last, the last 3, 4, 5 months. And before that, it was maybe 3 or 4 days a week. So we spent a lot of time in southeast Michigan building the relationships with the people that we need to, grassroots Michiganders, who will go vote in the primary, who will go out and try to make a difference, and who will try to make sure that my campaign is successful. We've had great support. And then you put on top of that, the endorsement by Congresswoman Candace Miller, Congressman Mike Rogers. We're doing extremely well in southeast Michigan.
Congressman, obviously a couple weeks to go. It is a relatively packed Republican field. As you look at your opponents and the message that they're giving, obviously the economy's their main message as well. What do you see as the distinctives between what you're promising to do and what they're promising to do?
Well, I think the others are, they're promising more activity by government, that government will do the right thing by making the right choices and steering the economy. I think the difference that I have with each of my other opponents is that I'm all about getting government out of the way, create freedom in agriculture, create freedom in manufacturing, create freedom in higher ed, high-tech businesses, lower the tax burden, reduce the regulatory weight on these companies, and we will be amazed by what people in the private sector will do to get Michigan's economy. I believe in the people of Michigan. Give them freedom and we'll be great. I think there are other people that are involved in this race that believe, well, what we really need is we just need somebody a little bit smarter in the governor's office, and they won't make the same mistakes that Jennifer Granholm made. But that, I don't think, will fundamentally turn the state of Michigan around.
Well, 2 years ago, Congressman, there was definitely a theme of change from the Obama administration. I know there's a theme of change now this year as well in a much different way. How ready do you think the voters are in your state for something different?
I think this, the people of Michigan are very, very ready for something different. I mean, we've been struggling under the highest unemployment rate for more than 4 years. A couple of weeks ago, we moved all the way up to number 49, and that's because Nevada had even worse leadership than the state of Michigan had. So I think the people of Michigan, at least as I talk to them, they are very ready and open to other types of solutions.
Well, Congressman, I had a great vacation in your district a couple of weeks ago. Hopefully I added a little bit to the economy. Thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, great. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you dropped a lot of money down there. We could use the boost in the economy. Hey, thank you.
Absolutely. Michigan Congressman Pete Hoekstra running for governor of Michigan. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.